This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia said on Tuesday some of its troops were returning to base after exercises near Ukraine and mocked Western warnings about a looming invasion, but NATO and the United States said they had not had yet to see any evidence of de-escalation that could avert war. President Vladimir Putin said Russia was ready to keep talking to the West about security issues, but would not be satisfied with vague talk that Ukraine would not be ready to join NATO anytime soon. The military announcement marked the first sign from Moscow that it may be ready to reverse a buildup of some 130,000 troops near its border with Ukraine, which has triggered one of the deepest crises in East-West relations since the Cold War. Moscow did not say how many units were being withdrawn and how far. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations said Washington had not seen evidence of any pullback yet. Ukraine said the reported pullback needed to be seen to believed, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, quote, the intelligence that we're seeing today is still not encouraging. But NATO's chief welcomed signals from Russia in the past 2 days that it may be looking for a diplomatic solution and urged Moscow to demonstrate its willing to act. Quote, there are signs from Moscow that diplomacy should continue. This gives grounds for cautious optimism, but so far we have not seen any sign of de-escalation on the ground from the Russian side. NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg told reporters, he said Russia often left military equipment behind after exercises, creating the potential for forces to regroup. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or you can always follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Trucks and other vehicles in Canada are rolling out of a southern Alberta town and ending a blockade that paralyzed a United States border crossing into Montana for more than 2 weeks. The convoy left Tuesday, 1 day after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked emergency powers to try to break the siege there and elsewhere around the country. Meanwhile, a Canadian official says the police chief in Ottawa has resigned amid criticism of inaction against COVID-19 protests that have paralyzed Canada's capital. Ottawa police have failed to quell the protest. Canada's top safety official says it's time for police to begin using their authority. Gunmaker Remington Arms will pay $73 million to the families of 5 adults and 4 children killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. The family said on Tuesday, the first time a gun maker has been held responsible for a mass shooting in the United States. 20 students and 6 adults were killed on December 14, 2012 in Newtown, Connecticut by gunman Adam Lanza, who used a Remington Bushmaster AR-15 rifle to shoot his way into Sandy Hook Elementary and after killing his mother at home. Remington Arms will pay $73 million to the families and release all the discovery and disposition material to the public. The settlement will be paid through insurance policies, lawyers for the family said in a statement. The 9 families sued in 2014 and spent years in courts trying to hold Remington liable, despite a U.S. law that protects gun makers and dealers from most civil litigation and 2 bankruptcy filings from Remington. The Sandy Hook families found a way around that legal protection for gun makers by claiming that Remington's marketing of firearms contributed to the massacre. Mali's strongman leader, Colonel Assimi Gota, has ordered a probe into social housing that was allegedly awarded to people considered close to the ruling junta, one of his staff members said Tuesday. A list naming beneficiaries of social housing units in Mali's capital, Bamako, has circulated on social media in recent weeks, provoking outrage in the impoverished Sahel state. Several people on the list are thought to have close links to Mali's army-dominated government, which has set tackling corruption as a major objective. Army officers led by Gota deposed elected President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita in August 2020 coup after weeks of mass protest against perceived government corruption, among other issues. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man, my man. Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and make sure you don't touch that dial. Let's make our first stop today, the land of Nigeria, with Peace Choir in Do Me. And right after that, Black Rose by JR from Sierra Leone and Coupe de Calais, a Mio mix by Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire. But first, Do Me a Do You, Man Nago Vex. This one is done for us by Peace Choir from Nigeria.
How the boys them a drop down,
drop down.
And all the ladies just the holla say, holla say. Them no know say what holiday. If you don't so you take a busy making all the fall. This not a song for the dancer. The way you move your body, girl, it be like say, it be like say. You no know say what holiday. Not the way where you they do the things you do. Oh. It be like say you get plans for me and you. Oh. If I put it on you, you put it on me. What oh. A man can do, a woman can do so. If you do me, I do you. Man, no go vest up on my dance floor. Man no go vest, touch me, I touch you. Man no go vest, you say. Man no go vest, I say. Man no go vest.
If you do me, I do you. Man no go vest, step on the dance floor. Man no go vest.
So won't you give it to me?
I go give it to you.
So make you give it to me some more.
Some more.
You get to see the do me,
do me.
So make you give it to me, give it to me. You get to see the do me,
do me.
So make you give it to me some more. I say you get to see the do me,
do me.
So make you give it to me. Twist and whine it, whine it. Making me feel like I'm grinding, grinding. Baby girl, I know so you the I me. After the show, now the party for my room, room. Strictly for me and you, you. We got plenty things to do, do. So pull up the bump and move, make we groove.
Hey. Sure you know, say talk is cheap. I know you were tempted to roll with me. Me, I know be the busy body where you sing. What a man can do, a woman can do so.
If you do me, I do you. Man, no go best. On my dance floor, man, no go vest. Touch me, I told you, man, no go vest.
You say,
man, no go vest.
I say,
man, no go vest.
If you do me, I do you,
man, no go vest.
Step on the dance floor,
man, no go vest. So won't you give it to me?
I go give it to you.
So make you give it to me some more.
Some more.
You get to see the do me,
do me.
So make you give it to me,
give it to me.
You get to see the do me,
do me.
So make you give it to me some more.
Oh.
I said, you get to see the do me.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. So make you give it to me some more.
Yeah,
I said, you get to see the do me.
Give it to me.
So make you give it to me.
Give it to me.
The way you do.
elles sont en train de couper, décaler là-bas. Oh, prudence, ça aussi, ça inquiète les gens. Couper, couper, ils sont en train de gâter nos coins là-bas. Couper, décaler. Il faut travailler. Couper, décaler. Il faut travailler.
Calais, a Mio remix by the Magic System of the Ivory Coast, and before that, Black Rose by JR from Sierra Leone and Dumi, Peace Choir of Nigeria. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington.
African Beats.
Welcome back, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And so let me get back to music right now with Hold Me. This is done by Nimba Burr from Liberia, who is presently based in Philadelphia. And right after that, Ukasama by Umbuvi of Kenya and Amina by Rose Muhando of Tanzania. But first, Hold Me by Nimba Burr from Monrovia, Liberia, going for all you guys out there in Liberia and Africa.
Hold me to the break of
na na na, give me the boom, boom, na na na, give me the boom, boom, na na na, I want the boom, boom, na na na, love the boom, boom, na na na, yeah.
Amina by Rose Muhando of Tanzania. And before that, Ukasama by Mbuvi of Kenya. And Hold Me by Nimba Burr from Monrovia, Liberia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Vanney here in Washington. I'll be right back for more music. Stay tuned.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
The African beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some more emails. Dear Mr. David, it pleases me to write and congratulate you for your keen job in promoting African music and culture through the largest radio network, Voice of America. Keep up the good work. All right, let's take this other email which says, our ears are open, our palms are clapping, our mouth singing and praising your work. You are just great, David. But right now, let's get back to music. And this time, Freedom to Love by Lexter of South Africa. And after that, Kozi Nayuda by Lombongo of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And La Visa Olha by Basopa of Mozambique. But first, Freedom to Love by Lexter of South Africa.
kaka ebongo pona mukunzi na bakunzi tosala nini mukunzi azali oyo bangumba melaka ebongo pona mukunzi na bakunzi tosala nini obenga mizambe mokeli na mokili kozina yuda lelo yoko mikose libota na ngai obenga mizambe mokeli na mokili kozina yuda lelo yoko mikose libota na ngai.
Olha by Basopa of Mozambique, and before that, Kozina Yuda by Lombongo of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Freedom to Love by Lexta of South Africa. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van here in Washington. Stay tuned, and now let's take some more emails. This one says, "Hi, David. It is a wonderful day on the African Beat. I have the passion of African Beat in me, and the beat keeps me and my family more comfortable. David, it is my pleasure to send you this email, and you keep playing the beautiful African music you've always been playing. This is from Aaron Amali of Otupu, Benue State, Nigeria. Thank you very much, Aaron. And this one says, how are you, David? The way your music is being selected is very nice. I will continue to listen to your program. This is from Julius Juris Kukumu in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And with that now, let's get back to music. This time, Sewa Akoto by Dead Body of Ghana. And right after that, Bakarumba by Sheikh Tidiane Sek of Mali. But first, Sewa Akoto by Dead Body of Gan.
Fanny Jarry will say, I want to shower home. My own Biara, who want more fair, I want more fay. Woman, my coma bomb, peri, friendly, my own Biara, who so pay more pay me. The Biami bomb pie, so bend your sympathy. Then we tear me neck on me, so we share with gallantry. And I'm a cry, O Biara, be who will obey for la la. Jack Ra, so what's the money? Yes, my papa.
Send me out.
Send me out.
Send me out.
Kalimba by Sheikh Tidiane Sek of Mali, and Sewa Akoto by Dead Body of Ghana. Well, with that, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the street, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van here in Washington, saying bye-bye.